Chapter 2: The Great Misunderstanding. Although self-discipline is culturally celebrated as the most important resource for successful humans, it is also the only tool in the shed for most people. Having a bunch of ultra-masculine, ex-military hard-asses preaching self-discipline or die is only making it harder for the average person to genuinely improve their life. The underpinning logic of self-discipline is that there is an inherently unmotivated, lazy, weak, or bad part of you that will ruin everything if given half a chance. This belief makes it impossible to rest. If you snooze, you lose. If you are not driving things forward, you are being sucked backwards. The worst part of this self-discipline strategy is that due to this presupposition about your corrupt nature, you must use your best energy against yourself to stay in the game. Parts of you are now at war. War means one side is winning while the other side is losing, with inevitable collateral damage for both parties. Therefore, self-discipline is incredibly inefficient. It is a young person's game because it requires you to have energy to waste. Self-discipline works when you are young because you do have an abundance of energy. You have more than you need. You can afford to be wasteful. You can get away with system inefficiencies. You can steal from Peter to pay Paul and get away with it. However, as you enter the midlife season, you'll notice you no longer have energy to waste, which means you must learn to be much more efficient. Midlife success always comes from optimization and increasing the efficiency of your system. The logic demands that working with yourself instead must be a better way. In fact, until you understand exactly how to do this, the adversarial internal relationship will lead to sabotage and your goals will always be blocked. The midlife pinch point. The motivation and performance problem you are trying to solve is not due to lack of discipline. In fact, at this point, more discipline does more damage than good. Your real problem is a lack of permission from yourself. The best thing about getting to midlife is that most people are exhausted by the rhetoric of try harder and be better and are ready for an alternative. Because self-discipline is so widely celebrated as best practice for internal motivation, and the costs of this approach appear to be negligible, rarely is there a reason to question this method until it all comes crashing down in the midlife season. For those who have not already completely suppressed their humanity and shut off all possibility of an integrated relationship with themselves, here's what typically happens. The part of you that has been suppressed, accused, mistrusted, dominated, and feared has had enough of being treated this way. The deep love and wisdom that resides in your being has now seized the opportunity your exhaustion has provided to demand a conversation about the state of your relationship. While this part of you has suffered in silence for many years, the maximum tolerance level has been reached and the game has now changed for good. This threshold moment shows up as some kind of increased internal resistance, manifesting as a loss of energy, drop in motivation, procrastination, lack of clarity, brain fog, or self-sabotage, at best, or some kind of major injury, chronic illness, severe physical pain, or autoimmune disorder at worst, depending on how much fight you have left in you before you are ready to listen. It is as though fuses are being pulled out of the power box and electricity has been cut off to previously high-functioning applications, the exact symptoms Stuart described in the opening story. The safety officer. Another way of conceptualizing what is going on is to imagine your unconscious mind is like the safety officer in charge of workplace health and safety, who has stepped on site to demand all work must stop. Clipboard in hand, there are a list of severe safety breaches requiring urgent attention before production can resume. While it may appear that you are being thwarted by your inner bitch, who hates the idea of things going well for you, considering the importance of safety in your life will give you cause to reconsider.